There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. We begin with updates from South Africa. And the Angel Network, a Jewish-led non-profit public benefit organization, has contributed firefighting suits to assist Ukrainian firefighters, assisting victims caught in fire-related incidents as the conflict rages on in that country. For more on this, here's Glenn Wollman, the founder of the Angel Network.
The Angel Network is super proud to have been involved in the Ukrainian efforts. The people of South Africa have such big hearts. We heard the cry of the Ukrainian people and we couldn't remain silent in the face of the humanitarian disaster faced by so many innocent victims and refugees. And we were delighted to partner with ordinary South Africans who were determined that our local civilians' compassion and empathy would be heard across the ocean. This is the true spirit of Ubuntu, caring for each other, caring for strangers, and making sure that the heart of the people of South Africa should be a moral pulse for the world. The firefighting suits were made in South Africa. So South Africans can be very proud and comforted knowing that South Africans donated, manufactured, and exported firefighting equipment, which will be used to save the lives of so many whose entire existence has been shattered by war.
Let's get the latest from the United Nations now. And Sarah Weiss-Maudi is the first Israeli diplomat ever to be appointed to the cabinet team of the United Nations General Assembly. Weiss-Maudi, a veteran Israeli diplomat and legal advisor, will serve as a senior advisor and deputy team leader of the legal, budget and reform team at the cabinet of the United Nations General Assembly president-elect. Before her appointment, Weiss-Maudi served as a counter-terrorism expert of the permanent mission of Israel to the United Nations in New York. And from 2018 to 2022, she was elected as the UN Legal Committee's vice chair to represent the Western Europe and others group of countries on the Sixth Committee, becoming the first Israeli to serve in this role in over 20 years and the first Israeli female diplomat to fill the post. Australia continues to experience anti-Semitic abuse. This time, neo-Nazis were recently caught performing a Nazi salute in front of the Adelaide Holocaust Museum, which was captured on a closed-circuit television camera. The Jewish Australian Anti-Defamation Commission defined the act as a call to murder, adding that if such individuals had their way, they would unhesitatingly lead all Jewish people into the gas chambers. According to reports, the museum was also the recent target of an anti-Semitic sticker last week. Elsewhere, anti-Semitic literature has been reported in an Adelaide University student magazine featuring an article titled Death to Israel, which the Australasian Union of Jewish Students has in turn strongly reacted to, demanding that the university take action against the publication. Staying with updates from abroad, and with Israel and Turkey recently cementing diplomatic ties, which will in turn open up many avenues for trade and industry, one particular focus will be Israel's contribution of advanced agricultural techniques to Turkey. Techniques such as utilizing drones for spraying against insects will be proposed, as this causes less harm to the environment, as well as drone technology, which will boost crop production. Smart greenhouse implementation will also be introduced, including close collaboration focusing on water treatment, purification and application, and also how to use less water in agriculture, given the climate change related hardships facing the region. And ivory plaques, the first of their kind, have been unearthed in Jerusalem. Regarded as far more valuable and expensive than gold in the ancient world, the plaques were discovered within the ruins of a palatial building during Jerusalem's height of power between the 7th and 8th centuries BC. In this case, decorated ivories are considered as the rarest and most outstanding finds in archaeological collections. And microscopic testing has established that the City of David ivories were made from elephant tusks. Experts have determined that this ivory was likely imported and originally made by artisans in Assyria, probably as a gift from Assyria to Jerusalem's nobility. The find is also enabling researchers to continually analyze what daily life looked like for those who lived here thousands of years ago. Well, for Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. And if you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.